It's been nearly 20 years since the Soviet Union collapsed, but that hasn't stopped some Russians from preferring to use the internet domain called .su, S-U as in Soviet Union. Jessica Gallagher explains in this report from Moscow.
The Soviet Union doesn't really conjure up a warm and fuzzy feeling for many. Some of the highlights include banishment to Siberia, gulags, famine, Stalin, the KGB, and the complete lockdown of an entire country. But there's apparently still nostalgia for the good old USSR.
It's something special. It is our history.
People like middle-aged business owner Yelena Arzumanyan don't want their worldwide web addresses to end in .com or .ru, Russia's official address, but in .su, as in the Soviet Union.
It was a different times from what we have now. People, they were more kind, you know, thinking about the country, not about their own money. And maybe it will be interesting for our clients that we have this kind of demand.
Political analyst Dmitry Trenin says Arzumanyan is not alone.
Frankly, I think that there are a lot of people here that are still beholden to the SU thing, the Soviet Union, in so many ways. It seems to be a symbol of a great power. It seems to be a symbol of superiority. It may be a symbol for those who want to reverse things a little bit in some areas.
It seems that more than 80,000 people and organizations would like some sort of a time machine. They include businessmen and women, youth groups, bloggers, and Soviet sentimentalists. One of the most famous groups on .su is the Kremlin-backed Nashi Youth Organization. The nationalistic group uses Soviet-era propaganda on its website, Nashi.su, to try and recruit new members. Despite the fact that the .su domain seems to be relatively popular here in the motherland, not everybody is pleased about it. Armin Asmania thinks it's stupid, not to mention scary, and hopes it will eventually go away.
I'm not the follower of the trend in terms of Soviet Union is good, because I know what my parents were telling me about the Soviet time, so I'm definitely not a fan of that time. People need to find new trends.
Meanwhile, the International Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, commonly known as ICANN, has been trying to phase out the domain for quite some time. Chris Tispain chairs the Country Code Name Supporting Organization, a part of ICANN.
The problem is that there is currently no policy as such to deal with retirement. And so it tends to get dealt with, at the moment, as best it can.
And Tispain says since there's no cut-and-dry rulebook for domain retirement, other authorities would have to get involved, and that could get ugly, especially if people are hanging on to the .su domain name for nationalistic reasons.
The United States government has oversight. So the concept that you would have, in a highly charged political environment, what could be perceived as the U.S. government removing something out of the root, is challenging, to say the least.
So for now, .su will be allowed to flourish, at least for the immediate future. It should also be noted that the Russian organization in charge of the country's domain name isn't really helping matters. The organization actually slashed the fee to register .su to about $25, a sixth of the former price. No real incentive there to switch to the new .ru. For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.